Is every human being a child of God? The answer is no. The Bible says in John 1:12, but as many as receive them, to them give you power to become the sons of God, even unto them that believe on his name. So the Bible tells us that, you know, in order to become a son of God, to become a child of God, we actually have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. So if John is saying that now they are the sons of God, the implication there is that there is a time when they weren't. Is every human being a child of God? The answer is no. The Bible actually says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even unto them that believe on his name. According to the Bible, we have to become children of God, and that comes when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And in fact, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. So if John is saying that now we are the sons of God, the implication there is that there was a time when he wasn't. You see, prior to salvation, the Bible actually refers to us as children of disobedience. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, verse 1, then you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Prior to being saved, we didn't know God. We didn't have the Spirit of God dwelling within us. And we weren't subject to the law of God. And in fact, the Bible even says in Romans chapter number 8 that the carnal mind is at enmity with God and is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It's not until we trust Christ as our Savior that we get that new nature, that Holy Spirit, the new man that delights in the law of God after the inward man, the Bible says. So to become a child of God doesn't take good motives, it doesn't take good works, it doesn't take being a good person or keeping God's commandments. To become a child of God, all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we'll say this is that all of mankind, we are the creation of God for sure. You know, we are his offspring. And in fact, the Bible even says in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, for in him we live and move and have our being, human beings, right? As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. So every single human being absolutely is the creation of God. We are his offspring. We are the human beings that God has created. However, we are not saved. We don't become children of God until we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, at which point we become children of God. God becomes our Father, and we become his sons and daughters. Hope that made sense. Leave a comment in the section below. Shoot me a question if you would like for me to make a video about something. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel, First Works BC, or just follow here on Instagram and stay tuned for the next video. All right, God bless and have a great one.